Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying the Gospel of John, and we're in chapters 18 and 19, particularly chapter 19, where we're looking at the crucifixion of Jesus. And I want to ask this question. Why is John so emphatic about Jesus' death? Why is John making sure that his readers and us know that Jesus really died? Why is that such an important detail to the story? Well, it's an important detail to the story because what happens next in the story is so otherworldly and miraculous that many people have to come up with some other explanation. They will say things like, Jesus didn't really die. He just fainted or passed out from all the torment, and that when he was laid in the tomb, the coolness of the tomb at night revived him. Really? Flogging? Crucifixion, stabbed in the heart by a spear, a Roman soldier whose life depended upon the criminal's death, who was so confident in Jesus' death that he decided not to break his legs, and then pounds and pounds of spices pressed down on a wrapped body, and the best thing that people can come up with is fainting? Some people go to the other extreme in trying to explain away the resurrection of Jesus. Many times I have to preach funerals, and inevitably, through the course of the day of a funeral, a well-meaning but perhaps uninformed person will say, you know, this is really sad, but she will live on in our hearts and memories. And many people say the same thing about Jesus, that Jesus lives on in the hearts of his people, and that's what is meant by the resurrection of Jesus. Or they will say, well, Jesus lives on through his teaching, and if his teaching is still around, then in a sense, he's still alive. And those things are said because they do not understand or do not want to wrestle with the realities of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus doesn't just live on in the hearts and minds of his disciples. He is really alive and really in heaven and really will come again. His resurrection proves it. As you pray today, please remember Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also remember the Dagare LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Burkina Faso and Ghana.